I'm Ted Robbins at the Arizona Biltmore Resort in Phoenix. This is where the McCain campaign will hold its election night event. Roughly 3,000 invited guests and media. The lush Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired resort was built 79 years ago, and General Manager Andrew Stegan says it's been a favorite of presidents ever since.
Every president since Hoover, who was president at that time, has slept here, and we're hoping that that will continue with the next presidency.
The McCains have history here, too. Julia Thorne is head of the Biltmore's marketing and communications. She took us on a tour, since the events are spread out over much of the resort's 39 acres.
This is the Aztec Room. This is where Cindy and John McCain held their wedding reception.
A gorgeous circular ballroom with a gold leaf ceiling. That was in 1980. Tonight, it and other small ballrooms here will hold McCain VIP parties. The big ballrooms, well, one's been turned into a huge set for TV, big stage, dozens of cameras. But the main event, John McCain's acceptance or concession speech, that's scheduled to be delivered on the Biltmore's main lawn. Workers erected lighting towers and a stage outside.
And the media all have places, will have assigned places around the terrace here.
The Biltmore is known for its privacy and discretion, so Julia Thorne says employees were asked not to talk to the media. Heck, they were even asked not to talk politics with each other.
Because a lot of people are very passionate about their beliefs, and it's just best that we not get into that in the workplace.
You can still tell folks are pretty excited around here. They want things to go perfectly, win or lose. General Manager Andrew Stegan's biggest worry, guessing how much champagne to order. A loss, not so much.
But if it's a victory, I think there'll be probably a lot more champagne flowing.
Of course, if McCain loses, the Biltmore may need to have more whiskey on hand. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Phoenix.
Your celebration of voting today may be a little bit simpler. Few moments at the voting booth. And if you vote today, we want your help. Let us know if you encounter problems at the ballot box, like broken machines or long waits. You can contact us by text message, voicemail, Twitter, even iPhone. To learn more, go to npr.org/vote report.